This is Ozarks at Large for a cold Thursday. I'm Kyle Callens. With me is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. You made it in through the snow.
Yes, I'm changing my title. I'm now the official sled dog driver of Walton Arts Center.
Were you carrying coworkers about?
Yes, I'm sure that I'm one of the few that has a good car around here who can make it through the snow. But we've had some interesting couple of days, but we pulled it together, we hope.
Last night's Mamma Mia, understandably,
yes,
didn't happen, but
that's correct.
It is going to happen.
Yes, we got to reschedule it, which is really great, a little unusual. It's been rescheduled for a 3 p.m. matinee on Friday. That's tomorrow. Obviously, an unusual time to have a Broadway show, but because we have two performances on both Saturday and Sunday and the company has to leave for another gig the following day, we had to try to get it in on Friday. So luckily, we were able to. So there'll be a performance tonight at 7 o'clock of Mamma Mia. There'll be a 3 p.m. tomorrow, an 8 p.m. tomorrow, a 2 p.m. Saturday, an 8 p.m. Saturday, and a 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Wow.
Whew. Got them right.
Those folks will be working.
Yeah, they sure will. We actually, one of the reasons it took a while for us to, you know, figure out if we could have the 3 p.m. matinee was because we had to go through all of the proper channels with the actors union and the crews union to make sure that we were within compliance and, you know, that we fed everybody and that we took good care of them. So they'll be doing 6 shows in a 3-day span. It's quite a bit.
Some other shows were lost over the weekend. Some happened.
Yes. We're hopefully settling in now.
Yes.
With any luck, we'll have warm weather over the weekend and head right into next week, which is another busy week. Busy couple of weeks coming up for all shows at Walton Arts Center. So Mamma Mia will close on Sunday, and then we'll have some kids shows coming in, a couple of rescheduled kids shows from last week's storm. And then we will have a performance on the 17th with Jubilant Sykes and Alan Chow, which we've talked a little bit about.
Yes.
This is in our 10x10 art series, so the bulk of those tickets are only $10. They'll be doing a program of Copland and American Spirituals, which is great. And because it's a 10x10, we'll have a pre-show conversation. Last week, I didn't know what the pre-show conversation was. This week, I happen to know that it will feature Dave Thomas, who is a local music producer and is going to help us talk about the history of Jubilant Sykes and Alan Chow. He works with them and the kind of music that they're going to be on stage performing.
Great.
So that will be fun. So that is the 17th, and then we did have an event on the 18th that has been canceled. That was our Open That Bottle Art of Wine celebration. So that one is not happening.
Okay.
We've taken that one off the books completely. And then on the 19th, which is Saturday, we will have Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, you know, the last time they were in town was
yes.
a night of a big snowstorm.
Indeed. Apparently, they bring snow with them.
Yes.
Hopefully, they're done after this year. But yeah, I believe it was one of those. I think it was a charity event where they were playing, and there was terrible ice, and very few people got to see them. And so the hope is that some of those people might come back and see them again. They're on our stage, and they're just fun. I remember loving them. There was this little blip of swing music renaissance when I was in college, and I remember taking swing lessons and hearing their music. And my parents actually stumbled across them at a concert at Disney World, and my father called me immediately and said, "Are these guys coming to Walton Arts Center? They're so great." So hopefully that will
good.
Hopefully
that's
that
the
will 18th. Be fun. The 19th, actually. And before I get into the next week, I do want to make sure everybody knows that Theater Squared Sundown Town is running right now. And hopefully, weather permitting, will happen Thursday night and Friday through the weekend. But it runs for a couple more weeks, and I saw it last week, and it is remarkable. Really good. Live music, amazing performances. So you can get tickets to Sundown Town at the Walton Arts Center website. So it was a world premiere. Mm-hmm. It's the first time this fully mounted show has ever happened. And so I really hope people will come out and see it. It's great.
And that's at Nadine Baum.
That's at Nadine Baum Studios in the small theater. It's a beautiful set. It's very intimate. You're very close to the actors. And the music is live, performed by Three Penny Acre, and very... it's you can't get away from it. It's very realistic and real and kind of in your face a little bit, but it's fantastic. It's a really special show that I hope lots of people see because it's great. Talks about our history and it features our local actors and it's awesome.
Excellent.
So, and then we move into the following week on the 22nd of February, which I believe is a Tuesday. We have a whiskey tasting, also part of the Art of Wine. Art of Wine, whiskey.
Gotcha.
Apparently those go hand in hand.
Sure.
But the whiskey tasting began last year. It was hugely fun, and it's hosted by a guy who knows a lot about whiskey. He usually shows up in a kilt, and it's great, and you learn about all the different varietals. That's at 7 p.m. on the 22nd. And then on Thursday the 24th, we will have Beekman on the Brain, a show for kids and families.
Mm-hmm. He's in that line of Mr. Wizard,
yes,
and Bill Nye,
yes,
but he's a little bit more... I don't want to say cartoonish in a bad way, but he's kind of more...
He's zany.
Zany.
Yes.
That's the word I'm looking
for.
Zany
is a really
yes.
good word for him. You look at a photo of him and his hair standing
right.
on end, and that's a perfect summary for him.
Yes.
You know, he's pretty fun, mm-hmm. you know, and we've had him before, and he did very well. Audiences really enjoyed him. So that's on the 24th. And then, believe it or not, the Chieftains are coming on the 27th. I'm so excited for that one. You know, they are just... They're legendary, and... They haven't been here for at least 5 or 6 years, and so we're looking forward to that one. That I believe that's a Sunday performance. That's the 27th, and we actually next week on the actually no tomorrow on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's the 11th. We have a new show going on sale, Maceo Parker,
who I described as someone who has played with the Holy Trinity of Funk:
mm-hmm.
Bootsy Collins,
yep.
James Brown,
and George Clinton. Yep. I think that one is going to be one that we really embrace around here. He's pretty exciting, and you know, funk, the king
yeah.
of funk in a lot of ways. So
saxophone,
yep. And so that goes on sale Friday at 9 a.m. And you can go to our website, waltonartscenter.org, or you can call 443-5600. I do ask you to be patient because of the weather. So our box office staff gets a little limited, and the phones get really busy. So if you can't get through, it's not because we don't love you. It's because we're just trying as hard as we can to field all those calls. And so with all of these cancellations and postponements, there's a lot of phone calls happening, and all of those conversations take a lot of time. So just be patient with us. We will get to you eventually. And you can always buy tickets at our website at waltonartscenter.org.
Jody, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Kyle.